From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Thai police are trying to track down those responsible for setting off explosions at tourist destinations in the southern provinces that killed at least four people and wounded dozens more. The explosions occurred late Thursday into Friday at seaside resort areas, including Phuket, that is, in nearby towns.
This morning when I was laying by the pool, we heard two further explosions, quite loud, sound very, very close to here. There's obviously a heightened threat because there's now police officers walking about. It's the first ones I've seen so far since I've been here for 2 days.
Police believe the explosions are the result of local sabotage, not the work of terrorists. The junta chief said the blasts are an attempt to create chaos and confusion. Thai voters just approved a junta-backed constitution. The country's military leaders say opens the way for new elections, but critics see it as legitimizing the military's role in government for years to come. China state media says an explosion at a Chinese power plant killed at least 21 people and injured five. Investigations underway into the cause. And Pakistan is calling on Afghanistan to help create a formal intelligence-sharing deal so that the countries can better address allegations that their spy agencies are involved with anti-state violence on both sides of the shared border. The possible partnership follows a suicide attack at a Pakistani hospital early this week that killed at least 70. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the bloodshed in that area. This is VOA News. The United Nations is investigating allegations that the Syrian government has used toxic gas in rubble-held areas of Aleppo. Diana Seaman is with Amnesty International, Lebanon.
We received today the third alleged incident of a chlorine gas attack on Aleppo City in the past 2 weeks. The doctor who we spoke to told us that he received 60 people who have been exposed. The majority are children who have been exposed to the chlorine gas attack, and they showed symptoms of shortness in breath and suffocation and coughing.
At least four people are reported dead in the alleged chlorine attack, and many others are hospitalized with breathing problems. The government of President Bashar al-Assad has a history of using toxic gas on its opponents, so the allegations are taken seriously. In American politics, we turn to Donald Trump, stating Friday that he was only being sarcastic when he said that President Obama founded the terror group Islamic State. And he blamed the news media for misrepresenting him by taking his statement seriously. His absurd accusation brought him under fire from not only the media, but members of his own party. On the Republican, make that the Democrat side, Hillary Clinton was in Michigan yesterday, where she formally unveiled her economic plan that includes creating millions of jobs, rebuilding crumbling roads, bridges, and ports, and taking away the tax breaks for companies that move jobs overseas. Team USA, men's swimming veteran Michael Phelps and women's swimming star Katie Ledecky look to continue their dominance Friday, close out the swimming portion of the Olympics on top. The swimmers are sharing the spotlight with the U.S. women's gymnastic team. Park Brewer has the details from Rio.
Simone Biles showed why she was the heavy favorite, putting on a spectacular floor exercise that closed the competition, as well as scoring the most points of anyone in any of the four routines. The 19-year-old Biles was overcome with emotion when she learned she was Olympic champion.
Everything hit me at once, and I realized I had finally done it.
Biles' combined score for the uneven bars, vault, balance beam, and floor was 2.1 points ahead of teammate and one of her best friends, Ali Raisman, who got the silver medal. Alia Mustafina of Russia won the bronze. Park Brewer, VOA News, at the Rio Olympics.
The U.S. House of Representatives Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says Russia is clearly behind cyber attacks on her party. Pelosi said the widespread damage to the Democratic Party is being investigated. Last year, officials within the U.S. intelligence community informed several high-ranking members of Congress that Russian hackers were attempting to breach the Democratic National Committee's computers. The Obama administration has not publicly announced that Russia was behind the attack. I'm Michael Brown. For more details, voanews.com. I'm reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.